to find in the morning papers is hard to find in the magazines. It doesn't matter what show you tune in, it's hard to find on TV screen. But it's on talk radio. Truth is on talk radio. Turn it on, turn it up as loud as it'll go. Talk radio. Well, double talk is all you get, and you wanna hear it straight. There's a place to find all the answers.
We're here, ladies and gentlemen. This is the National Intel Report. I'm your host, John Stattmiller. It is a Wednesday, the 15th of August, 2007. Let me see. September, October, November, December. My God, we're already more than halfway through the 2007 year. My, my, time flies when we're having so much fun. At any rate, live from the studios of Republic Broadcasting Network here in beautiful, almost beautiful Round Rock, Texas, 15 miles north of Austin. If you don't know where that's at, get a map. On today's program, I've got Susan Thompson coming on. And if you remember, Monday, what I had done, I read the timeline of the North American Union. And it was very, very important that people understand this. And with the information I read to you verbatim, and it took me a long time to do it, came from VivaLaCanada.ca. And on today's program, I've got Susan Thompson on with me. Folks, the Canadians understand what the New World Order is. They understand what the North American Union is, probably more so in Canada than they do here in the United States. Now, I don't know what that boils down per capita. We have a lot more people here in the States than they do in Canada, eh? But they know what's going on up there. And I would be happy with the percentage of people here in the States, say, versus Canada per capita, of the people that know what the heck's going on. You know, this is one of the best-kept secrets from the American people via the controlled mainstream media. And I've said repeatedly, that's why we're here, to give you the news that they won't. You know, when they make a statement like, all the news fit to cover, no. I almost died laughing when Fox News came out with, we report, you decide. No, what they would decide to do is decide to report what they were going to report to you, and the rest how they were going to spin, the rest of it how they were going to lie to you, or just omit it entirely. And that serves as news in this country. So we'll have her up with us right after this first break. And a couple of programming notes. You may want to tune in, ladies and gentlemen. He seems to be quite popular, and I know he is, because of the breadth and depth of information that he has. Alan Watt, from Canada, by the way, is now on this network. Well, he will be Monday. And he will be on Mondays, Wednesdays, and Fridays. And that comes on what time, Mr. Producer? Oh, sure. Should I do the... Okay, 7 o'clock. Okay, great. 7 o'clock, so Alan Watt will be on Mondays, Wednesdays, and Fridays at 7 p.m. Central Time. And by the way, another little program note here. You may have noticed Mr. Michael Herzog has been Memorexed, not live, for the last 3 days. I do believe he'll be back on live today or tomorrow. I think he was out in Phoenix arresting illegals or something. Anyhow, I'll let him tell you all about it. So stay tuned for that. He'll be back. And I think we're at commercial time. So how was I going to know that if I weren't hearing the bumper music, Mr. Producer? Don't be stingy with that. It's free. Just crank it up. All right, we'll take the break here. Be back on the other side with my guest today right after this.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars. For nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places. Fellow Americans, we are living in this time of Earth's history. People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs for your information. It discusses America in prophecy, the Antichrist, tyrants and wars, secret societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715.
Take the heat out of your sleep. The Bedfan Personal Cooling System will work for anyone that is a hot sleeper, regardless of the reason. It gives you a deep, restful sleep, the way nature intended. No more tossing and turning. Say goodbye to sleepless nights. So ask yourself, are you a hot sleeper and really want to sleep cooler? A woman who suffers from the effects of menopause, including night sweats derived from hot flashes, have a medical condition that causes your body to get hot at night, or just want to save money on your air conditioning bill. It works instantly. No tools or assembly required. Don't worry. The Bedfan fits short beds, tall beds, beds with footboards, sleigh beds, water beds, and many other types of beds. If you want great relief and total comfort, give us a call at 1-210-632-8280. That's 1-210-632-8280. Or visit our site at bedfan.com. Your provider for great sleep.
Eating a well-balanced diet filled with whole foods is sometimes hard to achieve, so supplementation can be beneficial. But WholeFoodToday.com believes that if you want to supplement, you should be doing so with products made from complex and natural whole foods, which the body can recognize and utilize as food, rather than with synthetic formulas of isolated vitamins made in chemical factories. Whole Food Today is dedicated to bringing you the finest health products at an incredible value. Nutrient formulas for men and women, super green food formulas made from over 30 vegetables, legumes, sprouts, immunity health formulas, coconut oil, krill oil, and many other products made 100% naturally. Visit us today at www.wholefoodtoday.com or call 1-800-989-9840. That's www.wholefoodtoday.com or call 1-800-989-9840. Whole Food Today offers free shipping to all orders anywhere in the continental U.S. Whole Food Today, empowering people to attain and maintain extraordinary health.
Real Talk Radio. You're listening to the National Intel Report with your host, John Stadtmiller.
Societies do not usually lose their freedom in a blow. They give it up bit by bit, letting themselves be tied down with an infinity of little knots. As rules and regulations increase, their range of actions is gradually compressed. Their options slowly lessen. Now, without noticing the change, they become wards of state. They imagine themselves still free, but in 1,001 ways, their choices are limited and guided by the authorities. And always, there are what seems to be sensible reasons for letting their autonomy be peeled away. Safety, health, social justice, equal opportunity, the list is endless. It is easy to become accustomed to docility. That is why eternal vigilance is the price of liberty, not because liberty is easy to shatter, but because it can be softened and dismantled with the acquiescence of the very men and women from whom it is being stolen. That came from a columnist, Jeff Jacoby, out of the Boston Globe. Could you imagine if Rush Limbaugh got up and made a statement such as that and informed his how many millions of listeners on 600-odd radio stations here in the United States? But they're not going to do that, folks. That is left to us. I have with me today a woman that compiled the list, the timeline of the progress toward a North American Union. I have Susan Thompson with me from VivaLaCanada.ca is the website. Good afternoon, Susan.
Good afternoon.
How are you doing?
I'm doing well.
Well, I made the statement, and without checking with you, I do believe that this is correct. I do believe there's a greater percentage of people in Canada that know about the North American Union, know about these ties they're trying to hook to the United States and Mexico and Central and South America. Am I wrong in that assessment?
Well, you're both right and wrong in a sense, because we certainly have enough of us now who understand that this is going on and who don't view it as some, you know, crazy conspiracy theory, that we are having national protests coming up next week over this issue. But that is not necessarily meaning that the entire mainstream of Canada understands this is happening. There's still far too many Canadians as well who don't know this is going on. And that's partially thanks to our own news media, which has not reported on this either. And we've actually, the only reason some of it's come out is because of Lou Dobbs in the United States talking about this issue rather than our own Canadian media. And that's part of the reason I founded the website that I did, to get the word out and to spark a national debate and to get more people informed that this is going on.
I cannot see any more pressing issue. Here in the States, we've had various issues that have happened to us, and the reasons why security had to be tightened to protect all of our safety. I don't care if we go back to the Oklahoma City bombing. I don't care what issue it was. The biggie was September 11, 2001,
mm-hmm.
where supposedly 19 Arab hijackers hijacked three jets, actually four, one into the Pentagon, two into the World Trade Centers, and one over Pennsylvania that augured into the ground. And 19 hijackers from not Iraq or Iran or Afghanistan, but Saudi Arabia. And supposedly they were all killed. Well, 9 of the 19 have been found alive and well on planet Earth. So which is really disturbing. But what that, without going down that rabbit hole, what that did was give them the excuse to lock us down, almost throw us in a police state here. We don't have them banging down our doors yet and pulling people out and arresting them. But that we're getting close here. But that was the enabler or the act that allowed them to proceed for greater safety for us citizens and the war on terror.
Exactly. And that's how this is all being sold, that since September 11th we share a common need for security. And whose security? It's really the security of the United States. We're being pushed here in Canada and in Mexico as well to establish this sort of Fortress North America idea, where we sign on to this, you know, fear and to the policies that are coming out of this fear, you know, and harmonize all of our security standards.
And
this is how it's being sold. But the reality is that this new agreement that is forming a North American Union called the Security and Prosperity Partnership, and that security is, again, that key word, it's not really about protecting us from terrorism. What it's really about is protecting big business from public demands that could cut into their profits. Like, say, you know, having safe food or access to health care or a clean environment. That's what this is about. So, yeah, that security reason is the overarching reason given for this, that we need to all cooperate and get together to face this external threat. What's really happening behind that, you know, PR is that this is just opening the doors to greater profits for big corporations and allowing us as citizens to lose our rights.
Well, I don't know how the politics works in Canada. I'm barely familiar with the creatures in the district of criminals we have in D.C. I call them the Congress critters. But I don't know how your politics work up there. But here in the States, for many, many years, the Democrat Party has been hijacked by the liberals, and the so-called conservative Republican Party has been hijacked by the neocons. So anymore, this is what you get on mainstream media. It's the constant haranguing and debates on points of view and political hay that they're trying to make. And nobody here is really talking about the core issues. Now, the agenda, the bigger agenda behind the security and prosperity, it started with NAFTA here, and then CAFTA, and then the North American Union eventually through that doorway of the Security and Prosperity Partnership.
Mm-hmm.
The reasons given, as we mentioned here, for security and whatever else, is a bunch of hoo-ha, because you can't tell me. You know, we have, and I don't know what they're touting in Canada about the insurgents, let me call them that, here in the United States, just not Mexicans, but other than Mexicans, OTMs, We've got people coming in here from, believe it or not, Cuba. They're finding boat rides over to Central America and literally walking into our country. Now, the proposal here is that they could do a much better job, more efficiently, if from the Arctic Circle all the way down the Canadian coastline, all the way down the United States coastline, all the way down the Mexican coastline, Central and South America, and then back up to form their little ring of security. We're being told that we need this for security purposes.
Yeah, and I mean, that's certainly, it's interesting you point out how, you know, you have the your two-party system and the parties are both arguing over these political points while ignoring the, you know, the central ones. And certainly that's very similar here where we have, you know, our two main parties, the Liberals and the Conservatives, who, you know, are supposed to be Liberal and Conservative, and again have been sort of hijacked by different groups and argue and make a big fuss over things. But they've both been involved in signing over our sovereignty. They've both been equally complicit in signing these agreements, and all in the name of security. So we're facing a fairly similar situation here. Now, it's interesting because the NAFTA superhighway is not as big of an issue in Canada necessarily, from what I understand. Most of us, and immigration in particular, and illegal immigration, it's just not a big issue in Canada because we're not bordering Mexico. We don't have the same public concern about it.
Right.
For us, what that highway could potentially mean is sending our water and our resources south because that corridor is not only a highway, it's also supposed to be pipelines.
Mm-hmm.
And President Bush has said that he won't rule anything out as to what those pipelines are going to carry. So that's our biggest concern with that superhighway is that we're going to be basically sending all of our resources south.
Well, and I've been reading about the sharing of the infrastructure and utilities and grids and all of this. I mean, it is absolutely insanity. The reason why, and if you guys are wondering in Canada, why George Bush has not sealed the border, and I don't know the numbers that are being reported of the illegals that are in this country, which you now have in your country, because it's quite easy. We got a bigger border here between the United States and Canada than we do with Mexico and the United States. So you have your share of illegals in your country right now, but not at the rate we have here. Here in the States, they're still touting their 12 million illegals in this country, when in actuality, it's anywhere from 36 to 42 million. And the agenda behind this is not only the cheap labor pool, but this was the forerunner here of their great idea with the transference of people from country to country and being allowed to walk from country to country. No big deal. We're all going to be treated as one plot of land with similar laws that are going to allow people from other countries just to come waltzing in at will.
See, it's interesting because there's some points on this where in Canada we share the same perspectives as you do in the U.S., and then there's some points where we differ. We do agree that under these agreements, they talk a lot about labor mobility, and what that really means is being able to bring in the cheapest labor from wherever you like,
right,
to where it's most profitable, which is most likely Mexico, to be honest. But for us, what's been happening in terms of immigration is that we have felt we had more progressive or more open, actually, immigration policies than the U.S., and that's part of, Canada's sort of national identity, that we're open to immigration. You know, whether it's completely true in practice, that's debatable, but, that's part of how we viewed our policies. But under this agreement, what we've actually been doing is adopting more of the U.S. policies. So, for example, we entered into something called the Safe Third Country Agreement. And under that agreement, if a refugee is rejected for entry into the U.S., then that refugee is automatically rejected for entry into Canada. And this is something that a lot of people in Canada have, staunchly opposed because they felt that it meant that we were actually raising our standards, let's say, or closing our borders to refugees we would otherwise allow to enter into Canada. And, I mean, that's just one facet of the whole immigration issue. But it's interesting because there's actually more concern here in Canada that we will be letting less people in than there is concern about, say, illegal immigration.
Mm-hmm.
But that's because the movement in Canada is largely on the left. Our right wing is wholeheartedly for this, and it is a new conservative right wing at this point. We have a new conservative government in power, but there is very little talk there about immigration. It's just positive,
right,
for this agreement.
Hold that thought. We'll be right back I'm glad to have this lady on today, Susan Thompson. The website is vivalacanada.ca. We'll be right back with Ms. Thompson right after this.
Hi, this is John Statler, and I want to tell you about a new shortwave receiver that we're really excited about. It's the Kato KA1103, and let me tell you, this radio has features and performance of receivers costing 2 to 3 times the price. Features include dual conversion phase lock loop tuner for continuous coverage of the entire shortwave band, AM, FM, and medium bands, 268 memory presets, single sideband reception with fine tuning control, signal strength, meter, battery, power indicator, DX local select, tone select, auto backlight screen, extra long telescopic antenna, line out and external line in jacks, and many other features too long to list. And when you purchase a Kato KA1103, you just don't get a radio, you get an entire radio package, including an external antenna, stereo earbuds, and an AC adapter, rechargeable batteries, and a nice carry pouch. So if you've been considering buying a shortwave receiver or would like to upgrade from your present radio, the KA1103 at just $110 plus $9 shipping is an outstanding value. Call us at 800-724-2719. 800-724-2719.
In the United States, it is now estimated that over 90% of family income is now being used to pay back consumer debt. Because of financial problems, mostly from credit card debt, approximately 1 in 4 families struggle to pay bills on even basic necessities such as mortgage, food, and utilities. And with millions of people desperately searching for a fresh start, North American Educational Services is here to help you regain your financial independence. We are very proud that the Debt Relief Educational Services Program has helped over 8,100 families nationwide since 1998, eliminating over $215 million of credit card debt, and still counting, and enabled clients to stop monthly payments immediately. The NAES program is unique, designed to help you, the consumer, not your creditors. To take back your financial freedom, call 1-888-245-7097. That's 1-888-245-7097. Or visit www.integritydebtoptions.com.
Have you heard of a privacy crisis? Odds are you're already immersed in one. The U.S. government is now legally tapping phones, monitoring emails, tracking purchases, and seizing property in record numbers. Banks are demanding invasive personal information for even the smallest transaction. Unfortunately, stalkers looking to harm you or your financial situation are using the same methods. So how can you protect yourself, your loved ones, and all that you own? Well, the first step is to purchase the most important how-to book you'll ever read. It's called Privacy Crisis by author Grant Hall. In minutes, you'll know the methods he himself has used and advised others about in order to bank anonymously, open a safety deposit box without a social security number. With Privacy Crisis, you'll discover how to avoid judgments, seal your credit files airtight, drop off the radar, and virtually disappear from those looking to cause you injury. The ebook and hardcover versions are available at www.privacycrisis.com. Grant Hall's Privacy Crisis contains information and legal methods the powers that be don't want you to know. Travel, bank, work, and live anonymously. Live free. You can also order Privacy Crisis by telephone. Call 702-433-6222.
You're tuned in to the National Intel Report, the real talk radio show, only on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Here in this country, we don't have hate crime laws. The ADL has been working overtime. And this is supposedly over anti-Semitism and just hate crimes in general. We have a little system of government here that this is a republic. We do have the First Amendment. It is the first of the 10 amendments to the Constitution of the United States. And that sounds all fine and dandy, not to hurt anybody's feelings or not to pick on somebody. But there's a real agenda behind that to actually control speech in this country. And Linda, I don't know how it is in Canada. If I was a radio talk show host in Canada, they'd be knocking in the door and cuffing me and dragging me off to prison. Because I am not a politically correct guy. I calls them as I sees them, at least from this side of the border here. Like I said, we're a little bit different in our attitudes and our government and how it's structured. But we do have similarities also within politics and the political system. Here in America, as I said, that you know Democrats have been hijacked and they call themselves progressives or liberals. I can remember back in the 60s when Nikita Khrushchev was actually here in the United States And he was asked by a reporter, well, sir, what about the communists inside the United States? Now, this was shortly after the Hollywood thing where they went through and tried to pull all the communists out of Hollywood and everything of that nature. And Khrushchev paused for a second, and he looked at the reporter, and he pursed his lips and held up his index finger as if to say, shh, this is on the QT. He said, in this country, we don't call them communists, we call them liberals. Now, I mean, and conservatives, as you said, you've got people on both sides of your aisle up there, liberal and conservative, working toward the same agenda. It doesn't change or stop at party lines. It is an all-encompassing agenda. And down here in the States, it doesn't matter who it is, if they were Democrat, Republican, it didn't matter. The agenda has been there on the back burner, just slowly rolling and boiling for many, many years. And it is a real shame. Down here in this country, I am not afraid to say this on air, and they haven't come for me yet, and they haven't thrown me in the rubber room, but I will say this openly, and I've made this declaration on this program many times, that George Bush, Dick Cheney, Donnie Rumsfeld, and Condoleezza Rice, and the whole crew up there in Washington, D.C., along with the complicity of many members of Congress, are guilty of treason. Because what they are really doing is changing fundamentally our governments in both countries.
Yeah, and that's something we feel exactly here in Canada, the same thing, that our own government is guilty of treason, because it's really our own elites that are signing these agreements and signing away our sovereignty and our rights as citizens. So our very democracy is being signed away by the people who are supposed to be elected by us to protect it, those of them that know about it, which it tends to be the executive branch. And there's no oversight of this. There's no public consultation. The only ones who are involved in this, who have a permanent seat at the table, are the big, big businesses, like the CEO of Walmart, for example. He's in there. He knows this is happening. Mm-hmm. He's part of it. These are the people who have the influence. And this is why I think in both of our countries, our leaders are signing on to this, because, frankly, they are at the beck and call of business. They get their campaign contributions from these people. They get lobbied by these people. These people have the money, and therefore they have the power. Therefore, our executive branches are beholden to them. The way that they describe, the way that this process has been going is that it's business that has meetings. It's business that has roundtables. Then they go and brief our elected officials on what they are to do. So it's very clear who's calling the shots, and this is why you don't see much difference between party lines whatsoever on this.
Right. Well, in this country, and as I said, we have fundamental differences in governments between Canada and the United States. Here, we're supposed to be a constitutionally limited republic. And the Constitution and the laws were not written for the people. These were restraints upon government.
Mm-hmm.
And we have never been a democracy. The founders all agreed, and they've written about it extensively, that democracy was a self-destructive form of government. And, you know, in a democracy, if you convince 51% of the people that you got to get rid of the other 49%, hey, majority rules, you're out of here. And that is a fundamental difference. See, the world has been told, going into Iraq and Afghanistan and in the Middle East and all these forays and how many countries we have troops camped out, kind of like on a permanent bivouac, that we're there protecting or setting up democracy. We're nation building through the United Nations. If you take a look at the United Nations and see what they're all about, this is about what this is. It's nation building, deconstructing and reconstructing, but with a difference. And you are correct. Corporations are up to this in their eyeballs, but if we hearken back to the days of Woodrow Wilson, in this country, I don't even think we had corporations back then. But what we have now, present day, is what I call the unholy trio or triad. We have corporation, we have government, and we've got banks. Because the real winners behind this entire thing are going to be the international bankers. They are going to have their fiat money system set up in every country, and they are the ones to gain over this. Corporations, transnational corporations, as we've seen here in the United States, they have left the people holding the bag here. 75% of the manufacturing jobs have been shipped out of this country. And then you've got government there to facilitate all of it. So this is a really nasty thing. the biggest blip on the radar screen I have seen in my entire life. We'll take the break and we'll also take your phone calls after this.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Eating a well-balanced diet filled with whole foods is sometimes hard to achieve, so supplementation can be beneficial. But WholeFoodToday.com believes that if you want to supplement, you should be doing so with products made from complex and natural whole foods, which the body can recognize and utilize as food, rather than with synthetic formulas of isolated vitamins made in chemical factories. Whole Food Today is dedicated to bringing you the finest health products at an incredible value. Nutrient formulas for men and women, super green food formulas made from over 30 vegetables, legumes, sprouts, immunity health formulas, coconut oil, krill oil, and many other products made 100% naturally. Visit us today at www.wholefoodtoday.com or call 1-800-989-9840. That's www.wholefoodtoday.com or call 1-800-989-9840. Whole Food Today offers free shipping to all orders anywhere in the continental U.S. Whole Food Today, empowering people to attain and maintain extraordinary health.
Why continue suffering from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people are reporting improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolution frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no reported side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Just don't treat the symptoms, eliminate the cause. BioSolutions has over 550 pre-programmed auto sequences for various health conditions, and it's very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free at 866-885-6625. That's 866-885-6625. Once again, that number, 866-885-6625.
In the United States, it is now estimated that over 90% of family income is now being used to pay back consumer debt. Because of financial problems, mostly from credit card debt, approximately one in four families struggle to pay bills on even basic necessities such as mortgage, food, and utilities. And with millions of people desperately searching for a fresh start, North American Educational Services is here to help you regain your financial independence. We are very proud that the Debt Relief Educational Services Program has helped over 8,100 families nationwide since 1998, eliminating over $215 million of credit card debt, and still counting, and enabled clients to stop monthly payments immediately. The NAES program is unique, designed to help you, the consumer, not your creditors. To take back your financial freedom, call 1-888-245-7097. That's 1-888-245-7097. Or visit www.integritydebtoptions.com.
You're tuned in to the National Intel Report, the real talk radio show.
Susan Thompson, on yesterday, I actually finished this up yesterday, but I read it in its entirety, and that was your piece that was put on your website, and that being vivalacanada.ca. I ran out of time. I had a regularly scheduled guest for Tuesday, but I took about 20 minutes out of the broadcast yesterday to finish up with the timeline for the North American Union. And I don't, like I said, I can see no bigger issue facing us here in the States, and we finally have something in common with you guys in Canada. The globalists want us all. But let me ask you this, because I don't interview too many people from Canada, but what is the feeling of the Canadians, of people here in the United States? I mean, do they still think it's the Wild West and we're out on street corners shooting each other with six guns, or what's the general attitude toward America up there?
You know, it's funny because, you know, we get asked this a lot. If you speak out against this agreement in Canada, you'll be immediately branded as anti-American. So I've had to deal with this question from Canadians quite frequently as well, because they believe that I hate Americans and I hate America, which is completely untrue. I think, on the whole, most Canadians still view America as, you know, that's our neighbor. You're our neighbors. You're our friends. You're our family. Many of us, you know, move back and forth across the border. We still remember how we allowed U.S. planes to touch down in Canada on September 11th. That's something that we're proud of. We just disagree with the direction that the administration is going. And again, I can't speak for every Canadian because there are plenty of Canadians who agree with the way the Bush administration is going. Mm. But that, to us, is a big difference. We're being told that under these integration agreements, where we all sign away our sovereignty and our ability to make decisions, that we should do that in order to cooperate and be a good neighbor to the United States. But the reality is that Americans themselves, when they find out about this agreement, don't want it. They don't want us to do this. They don't want America to do this. So we're being sold on this, that if we don't do it, we're not cooperating and we're not being a good neighbor. And I think most Canadians do reject that because we realize that this is bad for all of us, bad for both Canadians and for Americans.
Well, it seems that we're a little bit estranged at times. It seems like we're another country. We're separated by a common language, much the way the United States is with England. We fought for independence against King George, started a pretty good deal down here. We had the highest standard of living of any place on planet Earth in recorded human history, and that is changing rather rapidly.
Now, well, and I think, you know, we recognize a lot of the achievements that have happened in America. At the same time, you know, we're Canadians, so we're proud of our own country, and there is a difference in the cultures of the two countries.
And I'm glad of it, too.
Yeah, and what happens is with these agreements, it's trying to homogenize the entire continent, and that will have an effect on culture. And many Canadians feel that it'll be a case of being Americanized, and not in terms of the people, but in terms of some of the policies.
Mm-hmm.
That's, it's a big concern. For Canada, it's always a big concern to maintain independence, right, from the U.S. And for the U.S., it's more of a case of maintaining your own freedom and the freedoms that you've worked towards all of these years that you've been proud of in the past. So it's similar but different, but I think we share the same goal of not sacrificing what we've both worked so hard to achieve in our countries.
Well, I think one of the jumping off points out of this circus of madness that we're seeing before us is for people to learn and learn this well. As you said, in Canada, you're sharing some of the same problems we have here in the States with the political process. It doesn't matter which side of the aisle you're on, there's an agenda that's being worked, and they're not going to stop. And when people, this is the great ploy, to separate people by political and party lines, when in fact they're all working for the same end. And I think once people start to see through this, because that's all you get on mainstream media down here. If you're not getting the story about the girl that was lost in Aruba, you're getting Michael Jackson or something ad nauseum.
Right.
You know, anything to fill valuable news time would be my consideration for the amount of money and effort that's put into the production, that there's very little of real basic hardcore truths that are being let out to the American people, and the very same in Canada.
Yeah, and frankly, I mean, our news organizations are basically owned by the same, I don't know, it's a handful of companies that keep merging and readjusting, but it's the same thing here. We've moved away from real news into, you know, entertainment news and, you know, whatever the greatest story of the day, whether that's Anna Nicole, that gets covered here too.
Yeah. Well, I don't know if you guys get this in Canada. It's on our public broadcasting here in the States. Bill Moyers.
Mm-hmm.
Do you have him up there?
Oh, yeah, you bet. Well, we've got satellite, right? So.
Okay, well, good. They can't stop that now, can they? I don't know if you caught the program that he did last Friday night.
No, I didn't.
He had two professors on from two different colleges, universities, and I forget their names, but one was supposed to be a liberal and the other was supposed to be a conservative. What was really strange about this is the conservative was calling this country a democracy, and the liberal was calling it a republic, which was kind of confusing. But aside from that, what they were both saying was on target. They were saying, look, we have got a constitution here. We have seen what George Bush has done. And what they were openly doing is openly advocating the impeachment of both Bush. Now, here's liberal and conservative, both advocating the impeachment of George Bush. And, I was going to say Donnie Rumsfeld. Well, he was the vice president de facto, but Vice President Dick Cheney, they were advocating the expulsion of both of these characters. And for no other reason because they made the point that all of what's been done with the North American Union, the Security and Prosperity Partnership, all this totalitarian police state idea here in the United States, that somehow that you're guilty until you prove to some agency that you're innocent.
Mm-hmm.
The maxim in law here in the States is that you're innocent until you're proven guilty, but they've done everything to snoop in your emails, to listen to your phone conversations, to go into your house. I don't know if it's this way in Canada, but we've got the FBI down here that can walk into your house unannounced, whether you're home or whether you're not, go through your computers, take your hard drives, rifle through your drawers, whatever else, and they don't even have to leave a calling card on your door saying, excuse our mess, we were here. Now, what they made the point of was if these people are not yanked out of office over what they have done to the Constitutional Republic here to set a mandate and a clear message to successive presidents here in this country, could you imagine, ladies and gentlemen, here in the States, handing this kind of power over to a Rudy Giuliani or a Hillary Clinton? Unimaginable.
Well, and you have to realize that, you know, we'd like to think that we are not part of the police state here in Canada, but the fact is that under these agreements where we're harmonizing, it gives the same agencies in the U.S. who are invading the privacy of American citizens the right to do that, or the agency to do that. I guess I wouldn't agree they have the right, the agency to do that in Canada. So for us, we're actually talking about a foreign country having the ability to spy on us. We've brought in, for example, no-fly lists that are based on the American no-fly list and have had incidents like a toddler not being allowed to fly on the plane because he was part of this terrorist watch list. We had one of our Canadian citizens deported to Syria and tortured there because the CIA wanted that to be done, and we wanted to save face with the American government. So it's doubly scary, I think, for Canadians to believe that it's possible that the Pentagon could be spying on us. And one of the things we did through Viva Canada was actually we opposed participating in our last Canadian census because it was being run by Lockheed Martin, the U.S. military giant. And we were afraid that our information, the most complete picture of Canada that there is, would end up in the Pentagon, you know, being processed by some spooks there. Mm-hmm. And that's quite, for us, that's a reality. That's incidents like this have happened. So it's, I think, doubly scary for us.
Well, and what I and many Americans do not like is the constant injection of fear. What this is doing, it's isolating Americans. We're isolating ourselves from each other. We're being told that we have to be suspicious of each other. I just took a flight down to Florida, and I'm hearing on the overheads that if you see any suspicious activity, report it to a TSA official. And I'm thinking to myself, what exactly is suspicious activity? Am I seeing some jihadist running in with a towel on his head, brandishing an AK-47 with a grenade, with ready the pin to be pulled between his teeth here? What exactly are they talking about? Here's this infusion of fear. And, of course, my driver's license had expired, and they had no problem checking me in at the airline desk. But when I went to go through TSA, they looked at me and said, well, you can't get on board. You don't have valid ID. And I looked at the woman and I said, excuse me. I said, this was valid just a few days ago. So I am now invalid. This was not me. So I'm expired along with my driver's license. I'm a real person. They said, you can't fly. You have to go get your driver's license renewed. I said, my wife is on the other side of your little pig pen here, your checkpoint. And I said, we're going to Florida. They said, we can't let you board. So they sent me back to the airline desk. They said, we have no other passes to give you. So I went back to them and I said, look, I said, I've got to get on this flight. And the woman looked at me and just said, well, here, step over here. Well, they put me through the ringer.
I bet.
And I'm surprised they didn't. And I made a joke about this to the TSA people, and I didn't think it was too funny. I said, I forgot my KY jelly, my surgical glove, along with a magnifying glass. And they didn't think that was too funny. And they were patting me down. And wanding me. I mean, these guys are putting their hands all over my body. And I'm giving this guy this look, and he's looking at me, and he says, well, don't take this personally. I said, excuse me. What do you mean, don't take this personally? What you people are doing, you're assuming me to be guilty. Until I am declared clean by you people, I am guilty. And I said, this is not America. he looked at me and he says, well, in present circumstance. And I said, and don't give me the terrorism speech.
Mm-hmm.
And he's smiling the whole time he's doing this, and he's ordering me to smile. And I said, wait a minute. You're telling me while you're violating me, I've got to stand here and smile at you? I said, have you lost your damned mind? Well, this guy started to get a little antsy, and he started to get a little edgy himself. And I said, you know, I don't care what you say, and I really appreciate what you're doing here. I said, this is America. And, well, this guy, he got beside himself. And he said, well, I'm just doing my job. I'm just following orders. I said, you know what? That's exactly what the criminals in the Nuremberg trial said.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, and I mean, in Canada, what we see, too, is we do have this great relationship with the United States. We are supposed to be, this whole agreement is supposed to be increasing cooperation. Yet what we're seeing is, more restrictions at the border for Canadians to enter the U.S. We're seeing, you know, bringing in passports, bringing in more biometric IDs, mm-hmm. Adding these no-fly lists so that if we're on this consolidated terrorist list, wherever they get this information from, that we can't fly. So it's really actually reducing the movement or potentially reducing the movement. And that's something Canadians are really staunchly opposed to because we feel like we want access to America Americans want access to us.
How are they handling, because a lot of Canadians work in the United States. Five years ago, I was up in the Detroit area, and my wife had never been to a foreign country. And I said, well, great, we'll hop across the border, go into Canada, and we'll go to a Canadian restaurant and walk around a while, and you can say you've been in another country. Well, I got to the border. We were pulled out of the van. Everything was inspected. We were run. We had to pull out our ID. They did computer checks on us. They're rifling through all of our belongings in the van.
Mm-hmm.
An hour later, we were allowed to proceed to go have a dinner that probably lasted a whole hour itself. But even 5 years ago, coming from the United States, looking like Mr. and Mrs. Average Joe American, we were treated like we were Osama bin Mama. Now,
right, not very friendly, is it?
No, it's not. And how are they handling this with people that work in the United States that are coming over the border from Canada?
Well, my understanding is they've been bringing in this Canada-U.S. Nexus program, and it's called, and it allows quote-unquote trusted travelers to cross the border hassle-free. But you have to fill out a questionnaire and pass security checks in both countries to be granted that status. It's sort of like the opposite of a no-fly list. Instead of, you know, identifying high-risk citizens, you're identifying low-risk citizens. But what it kind of does is segregate people into, you know, these classes of trusted people and untrusted people, which is everybody else.
Right.
So I don't know how, you know, really it just seems like, you know, from our perspective up here especially, that a lot of these, you know, border security things are allowing capital and money to flow and corporations to move back and forth more easily than they are, say, citizens themselves.
Now, I don't know what's been done in Canada, but we've had several things that have taken place here in the United States. And for decades, the agreements between the United States, Canada, and Mexico, now they've been slowly eroding each nation's governing structure and identity, binational and trinational activities, such as those found in the free trade agreements, are bringing in foundation pieces for regional governance, the North American Union. Now, proponents refer to the structure as the North American Community. That sounds all nice and friendly.
Yeah.
Now, the plans to promote regional government development can be found in what we're talking about, the Security and Prosperity Partnership of North America, or as they like to call it, the SPPNA, or SPP. In Canada, initiatives also have come under the headings like deep integration or big idea. Regardless of how the title is, the outcome is going to be the same. Regional priorities taking precedence over national sovereignty, economy, goals, and culture. Now, here...
Yeah, we're supposed to define ourselves as North Americans, not as Americans or as Canadians, as North Americans. That's what they want us to define ourselves as in the future.
Now, I understand people trying to protect their culture. I remember up in Quebec several years ago, the French-speaking Canadians, they were all up in arms.
Now, yeah, and that remains, you know, that's always an ongoing struggle within Canada because, in essence, we have a nation within a nation.
Sure.
Right? So, but, and that's kind of a wild card in this whole thing is how Quebec will, you know, deal with this process because it certainly takes away from their sovereignty. And Quebec has traditionally been upset with the rest of Canada for taking away their ability to make their own decisions. So far we haven't heard a lot from that. Now, the meetings coming up next week between President Bush and our Prime Minister and the Mexican President are in Quebec. So So maybe we'll see more coming out of there about what they feel about this whole agreement.
Yeah, but the thing about Quebec is that most of these people up there are bilingual. They speak French and English, right?
Well, we have two official national languages, French and English.
Okay.
It depends where you are in the country. Out east, there tends to be more bilingual people. Where I am in Alberta, which is very similar to Texas in a lot of ways, not so many. Most people speak English, and there are very few Francophone communities.
Well, here in the United States, what they're really trying to do with the, and I'm not joking about this, and I've been in contact with every border group. I don't care if it's official government. I don't care if they're border watch groups, whatever they are. They pretty much agree that somewhere between 36 and 42 million illegals have walked across our southern border and now parked inside the United States. And here in this country, you want to talk about culturally gutting a country. It used to be in the United States, it's been referred to, and I remember Jimmy Carter saying it's the melting pot. Okay, well, the people came to this country, they assimilate into the culture, and they learn the language. We didn't care where you were from, but you get with the program, and you do like the rest of us do. And what this was with the 36 to 42 million illegals in this country, they didn't want to speak no English. You know, no hable inglés. They wanted to speak Spanish, and that was it. Tell you what, we'll take the break here. Call-ins are welcome, 800-313-9443. We'll be right back.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars. For nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places. Fellow Americans, we are living in this time of Earth's history. People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs for your information. It discusses America in prophecy, the Antichrist, tyrants and wars, secret societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F. 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715.
It is through the use of ritual that evil gets power. What do you think those people do at Bohemian Grove? It is ritual. They gather and perform ritual with evil intent. The more vile the ritual, the greater the evil that comes from it. This is done to spread their evil influence and control over our lives. Legend has it that the Knights Templar found the Holy Grail, and it was this that made them so powerful. Can we really believe they found the Holy Grail in their dig at the Temple of Solomon? What they most likely found was the occult knowledge of the greatest magician of all, Solomon. This is what turned the Templars from monks into masons. We, ordinary people, can use these same principles and empower ourselves to obtain protection and favors. The Bible is loaded with examples of how ritual was used by prophet and angel. Ritual prayer is an effective way of getting results. We can use it to bring positive results to one's family, community, and even nation. For more information and ordering on the book, The Power of Ritual Prayer, go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our web banner. Call 215-500-2972.
Morning, neighbor.
Hey, shouldn't you be at work?
I am. As a matter of fact, I pulled another all-nighter.
What do you mean?
Well, I'm working 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Well, at least I'm making money 24-7, but I never have to go to work.
So what do you do?
Not very much at all now. About a month ago, I heard about this website. It's got a funny name. It's DidYouRobBillGates.com.
That is funny.
Yeah, you can earn $1,200 to $12,000 a week starting the very first week.
Oh, is that how you bought that new mower?
Yeah, and the motorcycle I've always wanted, too. You should log on. Find out how you can become financially free.
So what was that website?
It's www.DidYouRobBillGates.com.
Just wait, I'll go get a pen so I can write that down.
You don't need to write it down. It's easy to remember. DidYouRobBillGates.com.
Yeah, DidYouRobBillGates.com. That is easy.
It's easy, and the money is awesome.
Go through a checklist here, and sometimes this happens. People want to hear the guests and the information, but we will include phone calls. So this, folks, This is the biggest deal. This is the biggest thing that you're ever going to face in your lifetime. And let me remind you, if you've been on some other planet for a while, that this is not only going to affect you, this is going to affect all the people of Canada, all 300 million of us here in the United States, well, at least 360 million legal ones here in the United States. It's going to affect Mexico, Central and South America, Caribbean, and whoever else they can drag into this deal. This is the most important thing that any of us will ever see in our lifetimes. Yeah, there are many other problems that we're facing, but this is the Mac Daddy of them all. So, and what I'm trying to say here, Susan, is that sometimes they just sit back and listen to the information and they don't call. Generally, we got a ton of callers by now, but evidently they're finding you fascinating enough to hear what Canada has to say about the North American Union and the globalist plan. Let's face it, the bigger agenda. What we're talking about here is the unification of North America, Central and South America, but this is the mirror of what they have done with the European Union. And once that is done, that is the accelerated second stage, and the third stage would be all-encompassing globally. They will have the control globally. You'll see a one-world currency. You will have decisions being made by unelected bureaucrats in a foreign land. They're going to have effect on what you do in your daily lives. This is how important and all-encompassing this is. And this has been attempted before, folks. Make no mistake about this. The Romans tried to do it. But they found a little problem with this. They could walk in with their armies and conquer peoples and subjugate them, take their riches and tax them and do whatever. But it never really worked well for the Romans because occupiers don't occupy forever. They're always getting resistance. They're always having problems. This time around, what their grand plan is, unlike how the Romans failed, they will have business, they will have government, and they will have the banks, and they want everybody on the funny money system out there, okay, the debt monetary system, to control the very lives that you're leading on a day-to-day basis of what we use for exchange, money. And that's a misnomer. It's really not money. It's just a debt instrument. But never before in the history of mankind has this ever been attempted. And some say that, well, they won't be able to hold it together. But let me remind you something, folks, of the pain and the suffering that we are all going to go through while this little process fails. I mean, the God of the universe here did not intend people to be subjugated. I can almost guarantee you that. But I cannot, Susan, I cannot emphasize this enough. This is the most important thing facing people in the world today, not just Canada, not just the United States, but people worldwide.
It affects every facet of life, from agriculture to energy to how we use our oil to the environment to health. Everything you can think of that's regulated, that has a law or a rule around it, is affected by this. Without the input from citizens. So it's a top-down thing where these decisions are being made even above the level of most of our governments, to the point where most of our congresspeople in Canada and MPs do not have input into it either. That's how huge it is. It's almost mind-boggling. And it's not a conspiracy theory. You know, Bush is meeting with the other world leaders on this next week to discuss this specific policy. It is real. It is happening. It is, like you say, it's absolutely huge. The most pressing issue today.
All right. We got a break. Top of the hour break coming up here. Hour two of the National Intel Report with my guest today. Very glad to have her with us, Susan Thompson. The website, vivalacanada.ca. I'll spell that to you when we get back. And we will take phone calls at 800-313-9443 into the next hour. We'll take the short top of the hour break. We'll be right back.
It's true.